Hamol mevarech, the person who does the bris mila, he makes the bracha baruch v'chulu asher kiddushanu al hamila. Okay, so you make the bracha. You don't say lamol. This is a sugi in and of itself. Should you make the bracha lamol, lamol or al? When do you make? When do you say al? And when do you say lamol? Chanukah kenos. What bracha do we make? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah svanu lihadlik ner shel chanukah. Why don't we make the bracha al hadlokas neiros? Right? Al hadlokas neiros shel chanukah. Matzah. What bracha do we make matzah? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah svanu al achilas matzah. Why don't we make the bracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah svanu leechol matzahs? What are the brachas? Mora. Al achilas mora. Okay, what are the brachas? Netilas lulav. Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvah sivanu. Al. Why al? So this is a very big debate. Shalom aleichem. How was your Yom Tov?
Wonderful. Three sheets?
Yeah, 3 sheets. We're not going to get far, but just, okay. Anyway. So why do we make, so this itself is a very big debate, a very big machloikis, and in a chanami, when it comes to mila kemat, everything is etched in stone. If I'm not mistaken, the only exception where it's not etched in stone is by bris mila. If you listen carefully, sometimes you're going to hear the bracha al hamila, and in rare instances, you're going to hear the bracha lamol, lamol. When, why? So some say it depends if you're doing the, if the father himself is doing the bris mila, then he makes a different bracha. He makes the bracha lamol es beno. I don't remember exactly, but this, I don't remember all the detail. He's not discussing this over here, but let's just point this, let's keep that idea open, is that the bracha of bris mila is unique relative to other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, the nusach is pretty much etched in stone. Bris mila, it appears there's more leeway if you should say al hamila, or you should say lo mol. Let's see, al hamila, vodas haramam, peragimel zeg shachar mol. Exactly, I told you over here, right? Here, it's right over here. That's why I'm telling right over here. According to Ram Nastafko, zeg shachar, when you have a shaliach, when you have a moihel, when you appoint an agent to do the bris mila, then you say al hamila, avol kish aviv mol. When the father himself is doing the bris mila, mivarech lo mol. Ayin sham dekeinu kol shakle v'tayv d'sug v'psachim. Ayin sham de lo mol mashma shemutul alav lo mol. When the obligation falls upon you, then you don't mince words. You don't have al. You omit al and it's lo mol. That's proper grammar. V'zehu aviyaben avol achash einu mutul alav. But the, someone who's a shaliach, in professional moyel, eich yoimar shenitztavo lomol. He's not commanded to do the bris mila. He's only here been appointed as an agent. Ela mevarech al klal hamitzvah shenitztavu ba yisrael v'zeh shoimer al hamila klaimer al mitzvah smila v'zehu shitas harambam b'soif hilchayis brachas dechol mitzvah she'adam oisel li'atzmoy. Any mitzvah which you do by yourself mevarech belamit. Ubi uroi, this means shezeh mutal alav. The lamed indicates that the obligation falls specifically upon you. Avol ma sha'achar oise b'shviloi. But when you appoint an agent, mevorech ba'al ayin sham. V'af agav demaskinun sham demevorech al bir chametz. So now we have a question. Is that really true? So let's go analyze every single mitzvah that we make a bracha. Chametz. What bracha do you make when you search for chametz? Asher kedeshon b'mitzvah zvanu al Biur Chametz. Upon whom is the mitzvah to do Biur Chametz? You or someone else? You! If it's your Chametz, it's your home, it's your Chametz, you have the obligation. So according to the rule of Rambam, we should say, Livar Es HaChametz. So what's the Rambam comes to the rescue? Kvar Bi HaRambam, Sham HaTam, Mishum Zeu Nechshav Ke'ovar, the past tense. Because once a person already says Baruch, once already you're at the point where you say the word Baruch, it's very fascinating. It's Ki'ilu, you already were Mevatel all the Chametz. So now when you're making the Bracha on a past event. See, this ties in very well with what Aruch HaShulchan learned. We learned before Pesach. Aruch HaShulchan holds is that Meikar Hadin, you don't have to do Bidik, you don't have to do Bittel, you don't have to say Kol Chamira. There's no need to say Kol Chamira. After you finish doing the Bidika, you take out a piece of paper and you say Kol Chamira v'Chamira, Dika v'Reshusei. You don't have to do it. The very fact that you did a search and seek mission indicates, I don't want to know from the chametz. Your actions are stronger than words. If I am searching for the chametz, that itself is the greatest statement that I want to be mevatel my chametz. There is no need for me to explicitly state, I am mevatel my chametz. So it comes out, he's going now even a step further. The fact that you're standing there with the candle in your hand, and the feather, and the spoon, and you spread out 10 pieces of chametz, and just the fact that you get to the word baruch, that itself is a statement, I was already mevatel all the chametz. So now when I'm making a bracha, I'm pretty much making a bracha on the past. I'm making a bracha, I've already disposed of all my chametz in my mind, I'm just going through the motions to physically check the house and find something and burn it. So being that it is really a bracha that you're making on the past, it's not appropriate to say a bracha with a lamed, because lamed has a connotation that it's been going to be done in the future. By bris milah, have you done it or have you not done it? You have not done it yet, so therefore it's something which is going to be done in the future. So this is a very good answer, only with lots of lamdas, to explain why the bracha of al bir chametz is not a problem. But it doesn't work for many other brachas. For example, it's not going to solve the problem for al achilas matzah. Al achilas matzah is not the past. No one has eaten matzah before the Seder. So there is no... So there the answer is not going to help. Al achilas marar, al netilas lulav. I mean, there are many. Maybe you're holding the Esrog upside down. You're not yoytze. So there are other. This is a very big sugya. This is a sugya topic in of itself of when you say al, when you say lo. The Rambam over here is a mechadish, an incredible yisoid. Is that the mitzvahs? It's always one way, and you'll find the lumdis why you make the bracha this one way. Mila is unique. You have one mitzvah. If the father is doing the bris mila, he makes the bracha lamo. If someone else is doing the bris milah, he make the bracha al mitzvah smila. Halacha l'maisa, we pass like this Rambam? I believe not, but not absolute. I believe that even when the father himself is the mo'el, which is some happens sometimes, the minhag ha'olam is the father should also make the bracha al mitzvah smila, but al hamila. But it could be, I'm not 100% certain that everyone follows that minig. I remember vaguely maybe reading about this, that in Echnami there are some people who do the bris milah, they indeed mamash follow the Rambam and they say lo mo. It's unique. Base. Aval, Shidas Rashi, the Taisis, Rabbi Sinhis, where it comes from, the Gav, Avia Ben, Mavarech al hamila. Oh, like I told you, that some people, no matter what. You always make the bracha al hamila. The inusri they hold the maskolas hashas shem gam al mashma lahaba. The word al, it's a grammatical, it's a machloikis in grammar. Can al also have a connotation for the future? V'zelosh Rashi shem v'gabi mila nami loshno avia ben meinish di alma d'ha lahaba mashma. The word al has a connotation of the future. V'al mila nami kilomar v'al mila kilomul dami ad kan l'shaynai. Kolaymar, the lechayra nehi de mashma gam lahaba, even though it's mashma lahaba, mikom bakom aray lamul toiv yaisel lechayra is the mutal olav lamul lezeh. Kosav, so div lezeh kosav, the gam al milanami kilamul dami, even though you may be inclined to say that in a chanami, maybe they're both mini kamil lahaba, but the word lamul is more grammatically correct, it's more a stronger connotation. No, it's okay. Gam and Yinzet, the same thing. V'tamad the b'stavahu the chamoda al hamila mashma al hamitzvah shenitztava bo klal Yisrael kamokay nitztavahu b'pratis al hayel razeh. He has been commanded to do mila on this child. V'chein kosav atur rabbeinu rama v'chein haminik poshut. So he concludes Aruch HaShulchan, this is the sheet of the Rashi and the Tor and the Rama, and that's the Minug, Vein Lashanois, Miuvadai, Kishivarch Lomul Vyotza. So the Aruch HaShulchan tells us that the father does the bris milah, he should follow the rules and say Al Hamila, but bid the Evid. If the father is a smart aleck and he says Lomol, the baby, it's a good bracha, the baby does not need to have another bracha. The baby that's listening to the bracha should not issue a protest. No protest. There's always a moil. I see this moil in action a few times. He starts, he brings the bris milah, and they bring the baby. And you always hear him say, Why is the baby crying? I didn't do anything to him yet.
Yeah, that was a
bit. He always says that.
Zimmerman says it.
I didn't do anything to the baby yet. Why is he crying? Okay.
Zimmerman is still doing?
Not Mordechai. Mordechai's not.
He
died in 1990.
This is very nice, and you can see it online. If you go YouTube, I think there's a very nice video of Zimmerman. They interviewed him. His career of being a mother, he did thousands of milos. I think he was my mile. Okay. Pritinsky?
He was older than Zimmerman.
Both lived into the 90s. Yeah. Pritinsky used to do Chaim Berlin, all the milos in Chaim Berlin.
I had a bias sefer. After three of them, I said, bias sefer for drop.
Gimel. Mikayvan shechayev haMitzvah al haAv lamoles beno yisera miyal klal Yisrael. Since the father has it's his mitzvah, shemitzuvim lamol kol arul shebeneim lachein tignu laAv oid bracha. Now here we have a new mitzvah. Since over here the father, it is the father's mitzvah. Chazal gomesakin a second bracha in honor of the father. V'haynu lahachnisai bevrisai shel Avram Avinu. So the father makes the second, the mother makes the first bracha alamila, and the father makes the bracha lahachnisai bevrisai. How you don't have too many mitzvahs where you have two brachas. It's very unique personally. So the Rambam is a very fascinating chiddush that if the father is not present, the father does not come to the bris milah, you do not make the second bracha. We don't pass like that. Some pass that no, in a chanam, the father doesn't make it, but the bezdin, the av bezdin should make it, or oy echad min ha'am, the ein roy lasos kain ad kan l'shonu. The Rambam says, I do not hold of this approach. If the father is not there, the bracha should not be made. V'chol harishonim loikosu kain. All of the rishonim disagree with the Rambam. V'zechein v'ze loshen hatur. In that case, the sandik should make the bracha of lachnisa bevrisoy shel arm avinu. V'chein kosef arrived at kan l'shoyne. V'chein aminiki have arrived. The Rambam, the arrived. Of course, the arrived disagrees with the Rambam. What's the chiddush? At kan l'shoyne. V'chein aminik b'tshas sandik mevarch bracha zu v'zeh she'ein hamoyel mevarch mishum. Why does the mom make the bracha? Mishum shehamoyel yesh loy bracha shaloi. Don't give the mole more than he needs. He already got his own bracha. He makes the bracha al amila. Ushtei brachas al mitzvah achas roi laharchik. It's not a good idea for one person to make two brachas on one mitzvah. So since the mole already made one bracha al amila, it's a chashash bracha levatola for the mole to make the second bracha lachnitza bevisa shal avram avinu. Im lo bemakamach chokroch. Unless you have no choice. When is it a situation where you have no choice? When the father is doing the bris milah. So if the father is doing the bris milah, the father has to make the bracha al hamilah. Yeah, you have no choice. And now what about the bracha lachnisa bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu? So that's also the father. So in that instance, when the father himself is doing the bris milah, you have no choice but to allow the father to make both brachas. Aval kishein ha'av moil, when the father is not the moil, mutav she'echa yivarech. In that situation, it's better that one should make the bracha echa yivarech. A different person should make the bracha. The od diragli hasandik, the legs. Also, the reason why it is ideal that the sandik should make the bracha is because his legs are like the mizbeach. The ragli hasandik who can mizbeach. It's like a mizbech, l'chein nefa no l'fon of l'vech bracha zu. It's probably he should make the bracha klema da moil ku da nimo ku ha-karbon al ha-mizbech. Whenever you go to a bris milah, it's as if they're offering a sacrifice. The baby is a human sacrifice. The blood is the blood of the shechita. And the legs of the tzaddik is the mizbech. V'zeh nichnas l'brisoy shel Avram Avinu v'yesh makdimim mikadmoinim sh'amu d'ch'av atzman mol be'emes l'yivarech lachniso enechonami. Some in fact hold that if the father himself is doing the bismil, the father should not make the second bracha, give the second bracha to the sandik. To le'mutzinu sh'te brachas b'brachas al mitzah al-achas al mitzah. That's not our custom. V'ein ha'minikein el aval al-koponim mizer isi l'mash'amar d'l'chein lo'yivarech ha'moyel bracha zu k'she'ein ha'av b'kan. Reisi Rabim Torchu B'Tam Zil Miyastaiti Nir Masha Omar. It's symbol to me in the event that the father is not present at the Bris Milah. Our Hashulchan says the Davar Pashut, the Moel should not make the second bracha. Give the second bracha to the Sandik or to someone else, so that one person should not be making two brachos on one mitzvah. What is very interesting is that there are Sfarim. I've seen Sfarim, Amish Sfarim, discuss when do you make a bracha standing and when do you make a bracha sitting. It's very complex issue, and there are more exceptions than there are rules. Al achilas matzah, right? When you're making the bracha, so when you make the achilas matzah, do you stand or do you sit? You've never gone to a seder where you saw the balabayis stand up. But first you make hamotzi, baruch atah Hashem kein lochol hamotzi lechem and arts, right? You have the three matzahs. Then you put down the bottom matzah, and then you have two matzahs, and then you stand up. Baruch atah Hashem kein lochol hamasher kedushar b'mitzvah sanu al achilas matzah. You've never seen that, right? I don't think so. But why not? L'choira, that's what you should do. And in fact, there are some rishonim that say that's what you should do. You should stand up when you make the bracha l'chilas matz, because l'chilas matz birchas hamitzvos, and you should be making it standing.
So we're not bringing the wine.
What?
So kiddush
enechadami. So enechadami kiddush. You do stand to kiddush under a chuppah. That's one of the big mysteries today. That's really a very big mystery. Why we stand by a wedding. When you make by a wedding, when you make the brachas to the cha'ira, the chas and kala, everyone should be sitting. The birchas nesuin should be made when they're sitting, not when they're standing. It's a pella today. Why we do when we're sitting?
Rachman,
what? What? Have some chairs. What's the big deal? You have some chairs. The chas and kala should sit down. The chas and kala should sit down, and they should make at least a sheva brachas. Maybe you'll say the Birchas Erisin. Birchas Erisin, maybe that is the Birchas HaMitzvah, so maybe that should be done standing, but the Sheva Brachas, L'choro, the Chos HaKal should be sitting, and the Brachas should be made sitting down. It's a very, very tough Shaila. The Maisa Kedushin, the Maisa where the Chos HaKal gives the Tabas to the Kala, they're standing. Why is the Chos HaKal standing? The parallel, Rachman L'Son, is by a Get. A Get is done sitting. A Get, the husband, not the Chos HaKal. The husband and wife are sitting. So what's the difference? It should be done when it's sitting. So for some reason, I don't know why, it's a mystery. It seems a mystery why the minhag became where the chas and kala and everyone in the Sadeh Kedushin is standing and everyone else in the audience is in America is sitting. You know, in Eretz Yisrael everyone is standing. In Eretz Yisrael you go to a Haredi wedding, everyone stands.
Even
that Haredim?
They don't have chairs.
I think the more modern.
A few weddings in Israel where everyone was just...
Everyone stands. The more modern. The more American. The Anglos. The Anglos sit. The Anglos,
yeah,
they like to sit.
Yeah, American influence. Yeah.
The Haredim, they all stand. Not only they stand mixed. They don't even necessarily have separate... Mixed standing.
Smoke is really chaos.
Mixed standing. It's very interesting. In America, we're much... Frumer than the Aron Eretz Yisrael. When it comes
to decorum at a chuppah here.
Yeah. Here? Yeah. Not necessarily.
No.
Not the ones I've gone to.
No. Sometimes you go with this crazy noise, but a lot of times it's quiet.
A dignified wedding, you know.
But in Israel, everybody's
crowding around.
Men and women together, and it's
they're standing around, right? It's there's not.
Well, that's the point of sitting by kiddush. You know, you're supposed to be right.
Oh, kavias. So
attention, savri.
So the thing over here is you're making the bracha al hamila. Now al hamila, I'm assuming the mila is done standing. If I'm not mistaken, right? That's the surah. Maybe the moil, there's a hakpada. I'm assuming that the moil should be standing. What about the bracha? So you make the bracha lachnisa bevrisa shel Avraham Avinu. Okay, take out these encyclopedias that have all the rules of when you stay, when you sit. So when we go to a bris milah, the father always makes the bracha. The father is not the sandik.
Right.
You've never seen the father being the sandik. Why not? Why can't the father be the sandik? I don't know why now. L'choro should be the sandik. But that's not the minhag. The minhag is the father's machabed. Someone to be the sandik. So the father makes bech lachnisa. The father is always standing. Okay, yes. Hopefully he's a healthy person. He's standing. Now when you're going to transfer the bracha to the sandik, if the father is not present, and the Aruch HaShulchan is telling you there's a hakpadik, bedavka, give the bracha to the sandik. Because the sandik is the mizbeach for this karbon. The sandik is sitting. So the sandik is sitting when he's saying the bracha lachnisa bevrisa shalom ramavinu. So it's interesting that sometimes the bracha lachnisa is going to be made standing, and sometimes it's going to be made when it's sitting. Now, if you'll just tell me, average person, okay, what's the difference? Who cares? But when you go look into these things, every bracha has a whole shulchan aruch of, should it be done standing? Should it be done sitting? Some have the minhag to do it this way, some have the minhag to do it this way. And here you see when it comes to Bris Milah, when you have the bracha lachnisai, if it's going to be the Avi HaBen, it's going to be done standing. And when it's going to be done, when it's going to be done by the Sanik, it's going to be done sitting. Now, is the bracha lachnisai, is the bracha HaMitzvahis, which l'chorah should be done standing, is the bracha HaShevach. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvahis, l'chorah should be standing. If it's a Birchas HaShevach, not necessarily. A Birchas HaShevach can be done when it's sitting as well. Okay, so that's just something to keep in mind. Oy Stalit. Yesh mehakadmoinim sheshalu b'bracha zumativa. Now he's delving deeper into the sugya of what is the nature of the bracha of lachnisai bivrisai shel Avraham Avin v'hechon matzinu shtei brachas al mitzvah achas. Where do we find two brachas and one mitzvah? The yesh kasu. It's very good. You have a bris mila on Pesach. Anyone go bris mila on first day Pesach? First day Pesach is a great day for a bris mila. Should arrange it. First day. What? Yom Kippur. Why Yom Kippur better?
It's fast.
It's there. Because first day Pesach, according to some, is the yard site of Avraham Avinu. That's why we eat eggs at the Seder, because it's available for Avraham Avinu. He died the first day Pesach. So how isn't it nice on the first day Pesach to make a bracha leachnisai bivrisai shel Avraham Avinu? You can match up a bris milah with the making the bracha on the patira on the yard side of Avraham Avinu. It's a good drasha for the first day of Pesach when you go to a bris. Rabbi has to have up his sleeve all the possibilities. V'yei shekasvu shekeinu shamol b'loy av shaykh gamkin b'mitzvah samila. Someone want to suggest that since the moel b'loy ha'av Shaykh Gamkein b'mitzvah samila sha'al kol Yisrael mutal lo multinok Yisrael l'chein tiknu rabbanu bracha acheres la'av l'chein im a special bracha for the father l'chein im mol ha'av l'berach rak l'achnisoy sagi b'hachi. Some want to say that since we have to give a bracha to the moyel, because the moyel is also shaykh in the mitzvah, we don't want to leave out the father. Basically, we don't want to leave anyone out. There are two primary players at a bris milah. There is the father. It's his obligation. Mitzvah habein al ha'af. There's a mitzvah that is to be done to a child and is incumbent upon the father. So it's the father. But yet, mitzad sheni, the one that is doing the bris, it's also his mitzvah. If I'm the one that is doing the bris milah, the one that's going to be doing the ma'isa milah, so it's also, so you can't say the father's bracha is not going to work, is not going to cover the actions of the moyel. So just let the moyel make the bracha. That's not enough. Because the moel is not really covering the one who has the primary obligation. So it's a very unique mitzvah.
It's no father, and the mother's there.
No, the mother does not. The mother has no obligation to see to it that the child has a bris milah, because she is not shayich in the mitzvah. It's a technicality.
The mother is not Jewish.
The baby is not Jewish.
No, I said the father.
The father is not Jewish, so then there's no father. Then there is no father. Well, the father is not available. Okay, the father
is in jail.
Yeah, it's not. It happens more often than you think. But if the father is not available, the mother has no say. That's a technicality. It's not a matter of anything against the mother. It's just that the Gemara says the mother is not shaykh in bris milah. She has no obligation. If she's not shaykh in the mitzvah, it cannot be that she has an obligation to see to it that her child has a bris milah. It falls upon the bezdin. So she does not make the bracha. It's not her bracha to make. So here we have a unique yisoid. Bris milah, there are two major partners. Each one cannot cover for the other. Now, that's why Chazal was saying that two separate brachas should be made. And therefore, if the father does the bris milah, the father only makes one bracha, it's sufficient. However, the chatchila, we all know that since anyway in those cases there are two brachas, so even when the father does the bris milah, the father will now make both brachas. The brachas in this kinnum neisha av mitzuda al benoy lemoiloi v'leftoisai ulamdei Torah v'asir isha boy brachas ulerameish and hayoyim ve'elich mutelas olav mitzvos elu. There's another chiddush. The chiddush is that this bracha is not only on the bris milah. This bracha lahachnisay bivrisoy shel Avraham Avinu, even though the text of the bracha focuses on bris milah, it is really a Chazal enacted this as a polite reminder. There are many things you have, many obligations you have now that are upon you. Make sure you teach him Torah, you teach him that parnasa. You have an obligation to redeem him and to marry him off. There are many things that which are upon you, and we're giving you a special bracha to impress upon you your responsibility towards this child. Child is not just a weed that grows in the field and you can just let it blow in the wind. There's a lot of work that has to go into raising the child, a lot of responsibility. Some say this is not a birchas hamitzvahs, el birchas hoidah, a whole new concept. It's not a birchas hamitzvahs. The birchas hamitzvah is al hamila. The bracha of lachnisa bivrisa is the birchas hoidah, to thank Hashem for the child. Shemoydeh u'mishabech l'chadosh baruch hu al shetzivanu al hamila, chumashakasa v'atayisus tesor zu b'psachim shom achatayisus kosu zelenin acher, a different topic. Avol zeh eina maspik v'chiyachechon v'tzin b'rocha mitzvahs mitzvahs b'rochas haydo al dover echad. This is not a good answer because you don't have any precedent in Shulchan Aruch for having one mitzvah upon which you make two brachas, a birchas hamitzvahs and a birchas haydo. Now I'll challenge you. Now, what about Birchas HaTorah? Some exactly say just that. Birchas HaTorah, we really make three brachas. We make Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvosa V'tzvonu La'asoyk B'divrei Sarah, and then we make the bracha Asher Bochar, and then we say the Harevna, which some learn is a bracha by itself, and then we make the bracha Asher Bochar B'an Mikol HaMim. And indeed, some want to say, the reason why there are two major brachas. One is Birchas HaMitzvos, there's a mitzvah to learn Torah, and then there's a Birchas HaYidah, to thank Hashem, give Hashem Shevach HaYidah, that you have an opportunity to learn Torah. So he's saying, so bris milah is the same thing. You have two mitzvahs. One is birchas hamitzvahs. One is birchas hayda. V'yesha kasav the chumash matzin b'tfilin shnei brachas echad al roish hamitzvah al roish hamitzvah v'echad al soifay k'moichen kan echad al milah v'echad lidmar hamitzvah v'yapriya. Okay, there's a new yisaid. A new yisaid is that the second bracha is not really for the milah, the removal of the foreskin, but it's for the priya. It is for the opening, for the stretching, for the second part of the mitzvah. We today, I think most Moyalim do the Mila and the Priya in one shot. In one shot. So I have been told. But in the olden days, it's not the way that it was done. It was done as a two-step process. They first remove the foreskin, and then they go back to separate the fine membrane that is beneath the foreskin. Today, the tools and the techniques that are used by Moyalim remove the foreskin with the membrane in one shot. So one is for the mila, one is for the priya. The ein is a dimyon klal. So then, if you want to compare it to tefillin, you make two brachas. One is shalyad, shal roish. Shalyad is the beginning. The shal roish, the seif. So to mila, there are two brachas. One the seif. The ein is a dimyon klal. The tefillin, shalyad, shal roish. Shnei mitzvah same. Kama mashenken mila or priya mitzvah achas. It's one mitzvah. He disagrees. It's one mitzvah. V'yod ein eich mevarchem ala priya v'achnisa bevrisa shal avravinu v'haloi nitna priya l'avravinu. This is ridiculous, he says, because the time the nusach lachnisa bevrisa shal avravinu was on the priya. Avraham did not have a mitzvah of priya. The mitzvah of priya was first invented, was first given to us at the time of Yehoshua. So there is no priya. So what does this mean then? Kedisa per zayin divamis. Therefore, I say, when he has daiti, hayinira tamacher mishum diyesh lishol al tziva yatoru lamul bein shmanas yamim. What's this thing to have a bris milah on 8 days on? He the chiyav who? Even though the true chiyav is the chiyav. We go to the next page now. The chiyav is al ha'av. Avol mikol mokoyim, ikar hamitzvah hu beguf hatinoik, Asking the general question, why is bris milah done on a baby? Why do we do bris milah when you're 13 years old? 13 years old, every male should undergo the procedure of bris milah. Why do we do it on a child who's not mechuyav mitzvos? Amnam atamhu del molei chayis mitzvazu kashori mitzvos. The answer is that this mitzvah is not like other mitzvahs. Kolayma rak mitzvah pratis vaday chayis haTorah gzeres kain. Avul ikar mitzvah zu de alide haMitzvah nichnas lekedushas klal Yisrael v'nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina v'ze gzera Torah demiyakish noilad ish Yisrael yikonis bebris hakedusha v'ze nikra brisay shel Avram Avinu. The Zemefurish B'Torah B'Parsha Smila. The it says, "Vayomer Vayomer Lokim Al Avram Yata USBC Tishmar Ata You V'Zarecha Charecha L'Doy Raisam Zos Berisya Sher Tishmeru Beini U'Beinechem Bein Zarecha Acharecha Himolachem Kol Zoch V'Imaltem Kol Bosa V'Ralchem V'Hayis Hayi Lois Beris Beini V'Beinechem Bein Shmon Asyam Himolachem Kol Zoch L'Oisem V'Apreskim Koyflim V'Tzrichem Fulum Sukham Beer. If he's now going to explain, but the basic going to say is an incredible yisoid. Incredible yisoid. The mitzvah of bris milah is not a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. Every other mitzvah, it's your personal mitzvah. Eat matzah. It's my personal mitzvah. If I like shatzah matzah, I'm going to eat shatzah matzah. You like machine matzah, eat machine matzah. You like whole wheat matzah, eat whole wheat matzah. You want to have oat matzah, Gesundheit. Do the mitzvah the way you want. It's your mitzvah. Bris milah is not your mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael. It's a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael has to see to it that every member in Klal Yisrael is part of the Ois Bris. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference if you're an adult. It's a mitzvah that is a chal upon the members of Klal Yisrael, given to the Klal to be done to the Klal. That's why you make a separate bracha lachnisa b'vrisoy shalom avinu. It's not a mitzvah on the individual. Vav, that's why it's vav v'nira lead hachi perusho dinei hakadosh baruch hu karas bris es Avraham v'zaroi b'mitzvah zu ulevav. And besides ikar zaroi v'haynu Yitzchak, besides Hashem giving him a mitzvah to do to Yitzchak nitzav olamul gam es Yishmoel v'chol b'nei beiso, ki mufurish b'toira, avul enedon mehabrish shakoras l'zaroi, v'haynu yitzak v'zaroi an oylam, l'habrish shal Avram bi'atzmo, v'zaro shahoyo lo oz, v'chol b'nei beiso, v'haynu shal Avraham v'zaroi shal achshav, nichras habrish sh'ata yimoy l'yishav v'bris milo. Now, v'haynu b'yoyisam anoshem when they're adults, v'lchein parto atara d'yishmol nimol ben yud gimel, shan 13 years old, l'hoyro shalai nichmas l'bris miyom v'chalo l'dosoy Aval es Yitzchak v'zaroi koras bris shemiyoyim leidosam yikonsu lebris kodesh kishiyav oleim rak ches yamim. He explains that in more detail. V'achi perush oy zayin tekroa v'yom elokim b'yato ato v'zarocha acharecha lidoy roysam. What does that mean? Kolaymar hinani kores bris yimach. I'm going to forge a bris with you. V'yim zaracha lidoy roysam. Umau habris. What is the bris hazois brisi? This is the bris. Himo lochem kol zohar kolaymar b'mila through mila tikonsu libris v'achar kach mevarish she'ein edoy mebris shaloi v'zaroi ahu v'chol b'nei v'eso l'habris shaloidoyos. You don't compare the bris that you're doing to yourself and your children to the bris that's going to happen to all of the descendants of Yitzchak. L'habris shaloidoyos liyitzchak ulazaroi. The Oyma the Pasuk explains, Unimaltan es besar loschem, v'hoi lo es bris, v'ni v'neichem, kloymar, habris sh'ani koreis imach v'im b'nei b'yitzcho, hu sh'ato timohalu atzmechem. U'v'zeti konsul libris, you, right now, you're doing something consciously. V'zeh b'ni v'neichem. Avol l'doroi seichem. For all future generations, it's not dependent upon their awareness. It's part of the klal. Ben shmoina asyam yimol, ritzoini my will is, she consul libris kodesh mishmini lihivoldam. The nimsa turns out the mitzvah zu mutelus alatinoik elish ein by das. He has no realization what's happening. L'chein nitzadar avachol Yisrael. Ulefize ani omer the birchas lach nisa hi brocha acheres legamri. It's as if the child himself is making the bracha. Can you connect the Torah, the Chuppa, the Masim Tovim, the Masim Tovim, the Hachnosa, the Tachas Katvi Ashkina, the Torah, the Masim Tovim, the Chim Avarchim, the Sosh, the Agia, the Chlal Zeh, the Agav, the Oimim, the Chuppa, Gam Kain, the Gam Zehu Mitzvah. Okay, so basically the thing over here is, I'm reading into what he's saying over here is, like we said, is that there are two, that the Bris Mila is not a mitzvah on an individual. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be part of Klal Yisrael, and that obligation falls upon the Klal, and the child has to be brought into the Mila even without his awareness. But in the middle of this entire paragraph, he says something that is, he sneaks in a statement which is really a chiddush nifla. And part of his elaboration is that the one who really should be making this mitzvah bracha is the baby. L'may nafkamina. Let's say a ger. Okay, l'may nafkamina, a ger tzedek. L'may nafkamina, a child who's about tshuva, and doesn't have a bris mila until much later in life. So who should make the bracha lachnisa bevrisa shalamar vavino? So from the Aruch HaShulchan, the way he sneaks in and says, the person. The mitzvah is upon the person to enter to be part of Klal Yisrael. It's upon, and it's not dependent upon his understanding. It's a general mitzvah. This is society. The child should make the bracha. The child can't. He doesn't possess das. So someone, he says that someone is making on his behalf. But you come to the natural conclusion that if you do have the intellect to make the bracha, you should make the bracha yourself. Yet, from my understanding, there's no such thing. No such thing that a ger tzedek or a baal tshuva having a bris mila later in life makes the bracha l'hachnisa b'risay shalav ramavino. Okay, so now you say by a ger. But the bracha l'hachnisa is already said already after the mila already happened. When they make the two brachas, they make the bracha, they say al hamila. Right away he cuts the mila. By the time the father makes the bracha lachnisa, the meal already has been done. So even if you're right, so let's put aside in a ger tzedek. But what about a baal tshuva? So you say because he's not yet nichnas until it's completely done.
There's the baby actually.
Well, let's delay it. So let's delay it then. I mean, a lot of times it is anyway delayed because the father doesn't say it so quickly. By the time the father says it, the bris mila already is done. So let's delay it. That's what Aruch HaShulchan seems to be saying. It's really the baby's bracha. It's a tremendous chiddush with this nafkamina, which we obviously do not see being carried out halacha l'maisa. But that's what. But in, at least we take away from this a beautiful yisoid, at least an awareness. Bris mila is not like other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, only when you mitzvah, only when you understand the mitzvah, do you do the mitzvah. When you bar mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. You don't understand the mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah. But bris mila, you don't need the baby's intelligence. It's not his mitzvah. It's the Klal Yisrael's mitzvah. Klal Yisrael has an obligation. All of the children, the descendants of the Klal, should be nichnas tachas kanfei hashachina. He happens to be hechatimsa. It is a very big chiddush. Lefi zeh, let's see over here now. Now he goes on the third bracha. Let's do over here one more paragraph and we'll stop. Lefi zeh, there's really a third bracha. What's the third bracha? Asher kidash es yidid mi beten. After they hold the baby and they give the baby the name, Kriyas Hashem, right? You know, the Kriyas Hashem is after. The bracha Kriyas Hashem is after they make the third bracha. Well, the feed zeh osi shaper, gam ha bracha hashlishis, asher kida shlim ibeten, to lechoyra ein shum tam le bracha shlishis, al zu, al ma, v'loma v'halik far bercha shnei brachas, omnam le devarein osi shaper. The bracha rishoyna hi ala etzim ha-mitzah, v'yashniya hi ala achnasa le bris kodesh, tachas kat v'yashchina. We're giving him cover. Niskad dashnu. B'kdushasai shal Yitzchak Shenimol ben Shmoina V'Avraham ho'yezakein ben Tzadites Shanim. He was 99 years old. L'chein v'varchem baruch hazu v'noisim shevach v'ayidol l'Hashem shechmosh ha'kiddush he'did mi'betin v'hu Yitzchak l'fi ha'smak v'ha'agoyis ma'imini v'ramaz l'zeh shekosa v'yazbrisi akim es Yitzchak. The Akim who Rosh Tevos Asher Kidash. The word Akim is Rosh Tevos Asher Akim Asher Kidash. He did me better. The Gam B'Shudas Nicha Sherei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bisro LeYitzchak. The Koydem BeYitzchak Hashem revealed to Yitzchak will be born. The Koydem Shnoilad Omar Loi V'Yesprisi Akim Es Yitzchak. Hareish Neskadish Me Beten V'Chozak V'Choyk B'Seiroi Som. Kolaymar, Sechoik Hamila, Shechoik Hamila, Sam Beseiroi, Beseiroi, Behailu Bebesaroi, Beyoim Hivaldoi, with sets of Chosam Beois Bris Kodesh, Gamke, Beyoim Hivaldom, Kimo Yitzak, Ulfizil, Shabbat Kola Gimel Brachas. So his thing over here is, the third bracha corresponds to the fact that he has no das, because he's going back to his original Yisoid. Hashem, when he gave Avram Brismila, Avraham was different than Yitzchak. Avraham only had the bris milah when he had intellect. Goes back to the famous Chazal. Why didn't Avraham do bris milah before he was commanded? Avraham did all the mitzvahs before he was commanded. He observed Shabbos, he had kosher, he had gir hanoshe, I'm sure he did everything. He ate everything. So what about bris milah? Why? So the common answer is, you can only do it once. Bris Milah you only can do once, so you might as well wait until you have a Bris Milah, until you're mitzuve, because Godel mitzuve yoyse, mimi sheinu mitzuve yoyse. But you can ask a very strong question, so what? So what? Just because Godel mitzuve yoyse, mimi sheinu mitzuve yoyse, if right now I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, so do it. It's a very good kasha. If Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulu before the Torah was given, he had an opportunity to do a Bris Milah, why didn't he do the Bris Milah? Why didn't he do the Bris Milah? So Aruch HaShem over here is saying a very big insight is that no, Bris Milah is only a mitzvah you can do when you're mitzvah v'yoseh. Let me just ask the question a little better. A baby. So you're going to tell me, Godel mitzvah v'yoseh mimishen mitzvah v'yoseh. That's not a good answer when it comes to Bris Milah. Because Bris Milah inherently is a mitzvah which you don't have to be mitzvah to do. Because an 8-day-old infant is not mitzvah v'yoseh. So the answer, the reason why Avraham Avinu waited until he was mitzvah v'yoseh, he wanted to be mitzvah v'yoseh, it might be a very good reason to do other mitzvahs that you only can do once. But now when it comes to Bris Milah, because the essence of Bris Milah is a mitzvah which you don't need to be mitzvah v'yoseh. If you're 8 days old, you have a Bris Milah, and the baby doesn't know what's going on. So Avraham Avinu, before he was mitzvah v'yoseh, says no less, is no worse than an 8-day-old baby. So he should have had a Bris Milah before he was mitzvah v'yoseh. So he says an incredible chiddush. He says, Enochanami, the mitzvah of Bris Milah for Avraham is not the Bris Milah for Klal Yisrael. Halfway the fella. The Bris Milah for Avraham Avinu was only when you're a bardas. If you're not a bardas, you're not mitzvah. Or you're not a mitzvah for that. Avraham Avinu is not being a bardas, not being mitzvah v'yoseh. For Yitzchak, it's a new dimension. For Yitzchak, the Bris Milah is not being a bardas, not being mitzvah v'yoseh. You're part of Klal Yisrael. And that's why there are two brachos. The bracha lehachnisay bivritsay shel Avraham Avinu corresponds to the Bris Milah of Avraham Avinu, which was he was nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina only mitzad mitzuve ve'oseh. Then v'tzeetzof asher kiddush he did mibeten v'tzeetzof chosam ve'oseh bris kodesh. That's a bracha Bris Milah we relate to when we do Bris Milah. To whom are we connecting ourselves to? Yitzchak, not Avraham. Isn't that very shocking? You ask the average person, when you have a Bris Milah, so who are you connecting with? I'm connecting with Avraham Avinu. No, you're more connecting with Yitzchak than you were with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu cannot do the Bris Milah until he was mitzvah v'yoseh. A regular person when he's 8 days old is not mitzvah v'yoseh. You're nothing. You're not mitzvah v'yoseh. You're not a bardas. You're not chayvin tefillin. You're not chayvin any mitzvah. So why are you doing it? Because Yitzchak, I'm commanded to do Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was not mitzvah v'yoseh. So every person that would have a bris milah, they're really shtelling tzu, they're connecting to Yitzchak Avinu. That's why we have to have a separate bracha of asher kiddash yedid mi beten v'choik b'she'er b'se'er o'isam. It's Yitzchak Avinu. Yaakov doesn't, not part of the equation here. Yaakov's not part of the equation. But this bottom one, he takes away over here about three mitzvahs, three brachas, the bracha of Al Hamila, the Maisa mitzvah, a second bracha to give cover to Avram Avinu, his chelik of the mitzvah, his dimension of the mitzvah, and the third bracha is to give cover to Yitzchak, which really we connect to more so than Avram. There's a lot of chidush. The Aruch HaShulchan is jam-packed with chidush. Lamdas chidush, ha'aris. We will stop here, we will break, and then